Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Later on in today's program, we'll talk about financing college education for our sons and daughters while saving big dollars in the process. But right now, let's turn our attention to continuing education for you and me, adults at middle age and beyond. Now and then we hear arguments about the value of a liberal arts education. Does advanced knowledge in a wide variety of disciplines truly enhance quality of life? And as a graduate from a traditional liberal arts college, I will answer with a resounding yes. My only regret, I stopped my liberal arts education after earning my undergraduate degree. Like me, did you go on to graduate school to master a certain discipline or proceed directly into the workforce to perform a specific job function like accounting, industrial engineering, software development, or teaching fifth grade math? For years, you've gotten better and better at performing your job functions, more proficient in your discipline, but do you feel like the world beyond your work and family is passing you by? Have your horizons narrowed? You used to love to take pictures for a hobby, but your skills have atrophied and you're way behind on current digital technology. You routinely use computers, smartphones, and iPads, but you love to understand the electronics that make them work. You're a basket case when it comes to public speaking, and you don't feel like you effectively communicate your ideas. And in your younger days, you loved to cook for friends, but now you order out. Can you rediscover the lost art of gourmet cooking? And the vastness of the universe is beyond comprehension, but you'd love to take a course in astronomy so you can understand a bit more. Whether it be science, history, fine arts, health, or better living, whatever the topic you'd like to learn more about, wouldn't it be great if there were a source you could go to for highly stimulating, readily affordable adult learning classes without the hassles you dislike most about high school and college? Final exams, grades, term papers, being forced to take courses you didn't admire, and learning at someone else's pace, the professor. Boy, you hated to get up at early in the morning to go to a class that you were bored to tears at, too. And I've discovered a source of fabulous adult classes on a vast variety of subjects where you can experience the pure joy of learning anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. And it's specifically designed for busy adults like you and me. And that source is The Great Courses, a company that promotes, as they call it, the world's greatest professors at your fingertips. And you've probably heard of Great Courses. They've been around since 1990. And since then, they've delivered more than 19 million courses. And each year, the company hones its media production values, graphics, and animation aimed at igniting the minds and imaginations of customers. And my guest today will tell us more about the Great Courses, its vast array of courses, and where to go to learn more. And my guest is Ed Leon, the Chief Brand Officer at the Great Courses. Hello, Ed, and a hearty welcome.
Thank you, Roy. It's a pleasure to be on with you today. And I got to compliment you. You did a fantastic job in that introduction of explaining the scope of the Great Courses. Well done, sir.
Yeah, well, give us a bit of history of your company. Who are the founders and what is your core mission?
Sure. Our mission is to expand lifelong learning, to empower lifelong learning. We were founded by a man named Tom Rollins, who back in the 90s had desired to kind of recreate that experience that he had with a professor in college of being, you know, kind of becoming enthused by the subject about subject area because of a fantastic professor. So he embarked on a vision of bringing those professors and making them accessible to people outside of classrooms. And that's how the company started making audio courses, then moving into video. And now we're a full-fledged media company where we not only distribute on our own platforms like the Great Courses Plus, but we also have courses on Netflix and Amazon Instant Video, Comcast Video On Demand. I mean, we're very much the leading global media brand
for
lifelong learning.
I didn't realize you had all those other sources for your courses in addition to your own website.
Sure. The courses are very they're very finely crafted, as an engaging experience, because it's we want a fantastic professor that's going to really expand your horizons and make you fall in love with a subject area, whether it's exoplanets or everyday engineering or understanding the human body, and then we make it like a TV series. So our courses are you watch them. You don't have to do all that kind of studious stuff like you mentioned. You enjoy them like you would a television series. Our average course is 24 half-hour episodes. So it's 12 hours of learning for any given
you'll
title.
You just sit down in one time and do the whole course then?
You don't have to. We split them up in half hours. Many people love listening to the courses in the car as they commute. So it's we make it really easy and accessible with our apps and our digital downloads to
Well, obviously you have a vast variety of subjects, but in general terms, what would you describe as your typical targeted customer? Who are you aiming to
serve? Our customers are people who love to learn and they like to delve deeply into the subject areas. So, I mean, there's a lot of free stuff that you can watch online or read about, but it's not curated. You don't know who the source is. We're dealing with top academics from the world's greatest universities. So, and not only that, we also have partnerships with these fantastic, iconic brands like National Geographic. We make courses for them. The Smithsonian, we make courses for them. Cooking courses, you mentioned, with the Culinary Institute of America, and we have a new partnership with Mayo Clinic. I mean, Mayo Clinic's the preeminent medical authority in the United States. So those are the kinds of people
we
deal with.
They saved my life when I had cancer back in 1989, so I'm a great man.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Did you go to Rochester, Minnesota?
Yeah, I went up to Rochester and I was treated there, and they did an operation, and I had a cancer that previously had been diagnosed that I needed chemo, and the Mayo-trained physician said, no, that's wrong. We can solve this with an operation, which they did, and it haven't had any recurrence of it in 25 years or more.
Well, good for you. Those people are amazing, and that facility in Rochester, Minnesota, we shot at that. We videotaped at that facility for our course, their first course with them called Integrative Medicine. But it's like a city. You know, the whole city is built around the clinic there. It's amazing. It's an amazing place.
Well, what formats are your courses available in? You mentioned a few of them. I mean,
we want to make it easy for everybody to enjoy it like however they want. We have apps on Roku. I don't know if you're familiar with Roku. It's a streaming service, so you don't even need cable TV to watch our courses. You can get our Roku apps. We have you can buy them directly from our website at thegreatcourses.com. And then the thing we're really excited about is called the Great Courses Plus, and it's like a Netflix for learning. So what we've done is we have this new product. It's a new website, thegreatcoursesplus.com. And on right here for one monthly price or for a yearly annual sign-up, you can watch. We're up to 300 courses now on that service. And you can watch it all you want, just like Netflix. You know, I think most people are familiar with Netflix and how you can just watch it on your TV and just enjoy as much of the content as you want. You can bounce around. You know, let's say one day you feel like you want to watch a travel course on South America or the polar regions. We have one with National Geographic, and then the next day you want to learn some the science of mindfulness. I mean, we really have such a vast variety of content that it kind of boggles the mind sometimes. When I sit back and I look at it, and I go, wow, this is really amazing. There's nothing like this. There's nothing like this on TV. There's nothing like this, you know, at the library. It's just a pretty amazing thing.
Well, we don't have time to get into detail on all the course content, but approximately how many total courses do you offer across all categories? I'm not just talking about this new service.
The service,
you have a lot more than 300.
At the Great Courses, you know, I'm near my computer. I'm going to open up because it changes every month. We release 3 to 4 new courses every month at thegreatcourses.com. Yeah. We have a wonderful catalog that we send people. That markets all our courses and all certainly our new releases that come out every month. But we're up to 540 courses.
Oh wow!
So that's how many. Some of them are available on video only. Some are on audio. If you're a customer of Audible.com, many people like audiobooks. All of the great courses are available on Audible, and you can use your credits and buy them directly from there. So we're really trying to expand how you can find us. So it's a lot. It's a world of knowledge that we're offering.
What are a few of the categories that you offer courses in? I know there's a whole bunch of them, but.
You mentioned several of them in the introduction. We have dozens of history courses. We have a lot. If you're into science, we have a ton of science courses.
Nice.
Space science with Neil deGrasse Tyson, geological science, meteorology, chemistry. Moving on, and we have courses on professional development. We just released a course on how to do basic computer programming. We have courses on entrepreneurship, viral marketing, even parenting. You know, there's emotional development as well, emotionally healthy kids, raising healthy kids.
It's not just all about broadening horizons. There's also a lot of self-help type material on
absolutely there. And we have the fitness content that we started to talk about. Tai Chi, we have one of the great Tai Chi teachers, David Dorian Ross. In fact, he's in our studios today downstairs from where I'm at. We have an excellent course on yoga, and we have fitness courses. And then we have the liberal arts kind of courses, religion, theology, world's greatest churches, customs of the world. We travel.
Wow.
We have travel courses, Greece and Turkey, Europe, Italy. We have an amazing Italy travel to Italy course with the Smithsonian, and then the photography courses with National Geographic. We can teach you how to draw. We can teach you how to play chess. All these are very, very popular courses. So music and fine arts as well.
I was looking at obviously you have that new service you can sign up for monthly, but I was looking at the prices of the courses on your website, and they don't seem to be totally out of range. I think I found a range around $19.95 to $189.95 for the courses.
Yeah, that's a wide range, and at thegreatcourses.com we put courses on sale all the time. There's something for everybody that you can find on sale, and the different formats are priced at different prices. For example, digital audio is less expensive than a physical DVD. But the other thing I want to mention about the courses is each one comes with a guidebook. Buy a physical course, if you buy a DVD or a CD, you get a physical book, which is a companion book and study guide that comes with the course.
Yeah, there's some of us old-fashioned people that still like physical
books. still love the books. And if you buy it digitally, you can get it. You get it in digital format as well.
So if people want to learn more, the best thing to do would be to go to your website,
thegreatcourses.com is our website. And you can look at the subscription service. You get a free month for the subscription service. So I encourage everybody to go to thegreatcoursesplus.com, and you can try it for free for 30 days. I mean, there's no risk in that. And see if you love the courses. If you love the courses, then it's an incredible value, $14.99 for a yearly service. Or if you want to go month to month, it's $19.99 a month. But you can. There's no risk to trying it for free, and that's and then you'll get to see these amazing professors and the way that we produce these courses.
GreatCoursesPlus.com is that website you said.
Correct.
Okay. No. Well, in conclusion, as you know, this program is all about bringing life and enthusiasm back into our lives at middle age and beyond. And one of the ways to get out of the rut is to bring learning back into your life, but not force learning. Choose only the topics that interest you. No pressure. Proceed at your own pace. No tests. No homework. But best of all, professors who are outstanding in learning, that's fun. And believe me, you, on their website, they describe how they screen the professors, and they have these outstanding partners, and if the courses don't test out well with test audiences, they don't run them, so you really are going to get an outstanding professor to it'll make learning fun. And here's my suggestion for this summer: make out a bucket list of subjects you'd like to learn about, maybe hobbies like painting or photography, or historical subjects and intrigues you like the Civil War. I've always wanted to study that. The culture of a foreign country, or maybe a health issue of concern, or some of these great Mayo Clinic courses that are coming soon. And on the website, look for courses available on your chosen favorite topics at the GreatCourses.com website. Order your first course and test it out. See how you like it, or better yet, go to that subscription service, GreatCoursesPlus.com, TheGreatCoursesPlus.com, and then you can be exposed to a whole bunch of courses to test out, and for 1 month free, and establish a personal target list for the rest of this year, maybe one or two courses per month, maybe more if you've got the time, and stick to your learning goals and get them done. And here's one further suggestion. A lot of you baby boomers have already retired or are nearing retirement age, and why not target adult learning as one of your primary objectives, along with service to others, for your golden years? And I guarantee continuing education is one of the best ways to combat boredom and to remain young at heart. And the Great Courses is a great source. You pick the topic, and I'll bet you'll find the course. And thank you, Ed Leon, for joining us here today. It's been very informative.
My pleasure, Roy. Thanks for having me on.
The remainder of today's program is especially for parents of students presently in college, just entering college this fall, or in high school now with plans to attend college in the future. And here's a suggestion. You might want to pause the program for a moment and invite your college-bound son or daughter to join you. My guest has important dollar and cents information both you and they will want to hear. And I don't need to tell you how expensive college has become. In its most recent survey, the College Board reports typical moderate budget, as they call it, total annual cost for a four-year in-state public university of $24,061, and the typical total cost of a private college is almost double that, at $47,831. And now multiply that by 4 years, or five, since so many of today's students take longer than 4 years to graduate. And then to add to the cash squeeze, each year cost of college keeps going up. So in recent years, a partial solution, as many of you know, is for not so affluent students and parents has been student loan. But here's a stunning fact. About 70% of 2013 graduates left college with an average debt to pay off of $28,400, and that was 2013. It's probably higher now. That means if you marry another typical college grad, you too will have to start your family and careers with almost $60,000 in debt between you, and that means you'll need to spend 10 to 15 years making monthly payments close to a second mortgage just to pay off those loans with interest. Hardly a good way to begin your adult life. But here's some great news. What if I told you that with the right information and preparation, your son or daughter can finish college, any major and any GPA, debt-free or better. And my guest today, college funding expert Stephen Roberts, promises just that, and he has helped thousands of students and parents save big on college. And Stephen's here today to guide you right down the right path to savings. And Stephen Roberts, several years ago, while he was getting ready to go to college, his sister suffered a serious car wreck. And because his parents were faced with helping the sister's medical bills, they told Stephen there was no money available for college. You'll have to figure it out. And he did figure it out and received 11 scholarships and grants, two prestigious scholarships, worked as a teaching assistant and a research assistant in other venues, and in the end, he has paid more money than what his college education cost. And to help others finance college, with his wife, he launched the collegecashchampion.com website, and he's an acclaimed coach and public speaker, and has written a splendid how-to book, Winning the Money Game in College. Any major and any GPA can finish college debt-free or better. Hello, Stephen, and welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
Roy, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, with the cost of attending college this fall looming over so many students and parents, and with college selection and financing puzzle about to commence for high school juniors and seniors, you're here at a most opportune time. Let's begin with soon-to-be high school seniors planning to attend college in the fall of 2017. In applying to attend their college of choice, should a student apply for scholarship and financial aid right along with their application, or do they first need to get accepted before they can apply for aid? How does that work?
Well, how that works, it really depends. And what I mean by it depends on the type of aid that you're going after. If you're going after like a scholarship that's by a specific school, then yeah, you'd probably want to be accepted before you even try that. But more generally speaking is that there are scholarships and financial resources to pay for college that are completely independent of what school you go to or your GPA or other factors. And so really it comes down to what's your plan? What are you planning to do and what are you wanting to become and how do you want to get there?
Yeah, do you really need to go to such and such a school to carry through those plans? You know, those are sometimes a good question to ask yourself, too, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or do you just want to go there because your friends are going there? You think it's a good party school? Well, what are
right.
some...
And you know what, on that note, is that employers, for the most part, really don't care where you went to school. And I know that sounds funny, but they just care that you can do the job.
Yeah, that's and true. So, a good... from a certain college might help get you in the door, but you better be ready to prove that you're worth the money as soon as you start that first day on the job.
Absolutely.
Well, and of course, it's the impression you make in the interview as well, rather than just that you have that diploma in front of you. But what are some good ways to save time and money in applying for money and for grant and scholarship money for college? Is there a good way to go about it, or...
There are actually several ways to go about it to get money for college. Now, I want to start with a really basic one that a lot of people kind of take a double take, I guess you could say, with what I'm about to say. And what it is this, is get a job. I know this sounds really funny, but it actually does work. Being able to sacrifice while you're in school can get you through a lot of different pickles and give you some cash. And you don't owe anything for it. It's fair labor exchange. Now, what I teach people to do is do more than just get a job. Any job is far better than a student loan. Yeah. But what you can also do is you can get a job where you're actually getting paid to do your homework. Now, you mentioned, Roy, at the beginning that I was a teaching assistant and a research assistant.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I was those positions is because I found out on accident, I really didn't mean to do this, but it worked out really well.
Oh,
is I got a job where I showed up and they said you needed to help other students. And so I was like, okay, I'll answer questions. Sure, no big deal. Well, I found no one showed up. And so I had to be there. So I just pulled out my homework and I started doing my homework. And it was great. I got paid to do my homework.
Yeah, well, also, I would think help with your homework if you were helping other students answer their questions, because you'd have to research and make sure you were on top of the homework yourself before you could help somebody else.
Absolutely. And that was a great blessing for me, because it gave me experience that I could then convey to an employer that I had more than just a college degree. I actually taught people how to do things.
Well, you probably can't get that kind of a job, I wouldn't think, when you're an incoming freshman. I suppose you probably have to be around a couple years, don't you? Or is it possible to get a job like that early in your student?
It really depends. It goes back to, if you're good at writing, for example, you could be a writing center tutor.
Oh,
If you're good at a math center tutor or science, same type of thing. Or you could even be a computer lab monitor.
Yeah.
And so that type of job exists. There are actually dozens and hundreds of those positions on any given college campus.
And how do you go about applying for those? Can you apply before you actually arrive on campus in the fall, or how do you go about
contact the department. Each department would have their own rules in hiring, and generally it would go through some form of campus hiring at that point, but it's the department that you need to contact first.
Yeah, I see. Well, most of our kids aren't valedictorians or national merit scholars, and jobs, like you say, are a great idea, but is there any potential scholarship money out there for students with less than stellar high school or college so far, GPA, and where do you look for these kind of scholarships?
Well, let me back up a little bit and explain, kind of kill a myth that exists.
Yeah.
And the myth is this, is that only blank people can get scholarships. And you can fill in the blank with whatever you want. It can be only smart people, only athletic people, only debate kids, only, anything you want to fill in, you can put in there. And you can even go into social class, like the poor or the rich or anything like that. But truthfully, when I hear people tell me that, it tells me that they're looking in the wrong places. They're looking at things that don't apply to them and don't really matter. And so what people need to do is look for things that do matter and do apply to them. And so this is what you need to do. If you just go to Google, Bing, or Yahoo, any other search engine, and type in the word scholarship, you will get tens of millions of results, and you really don't know whether that is something from 1993 that nobody it doesn't exist anymore or doesn't apply to you, or whether it does or doesn't. So you'd have to sort through too much.
Or throw a million or so this weekend.
Yep.
That would be rather a daunting task.
And so instead, go look at something like, for example, go to www.fastweb.com, fastweb.com. Now, what this is a scholarship search portal. It'll ask you about 100 questions, no joke. And they'll be like yes, no type questions where you'll select, have you done this, have you not done this? And what'll happen is it'll filter out all the ones that don't apply and only show you the stuff that does apply to you.
Boy, that sounds great. I didn't know there was such a resource like that on the web. That sounds wonderful. What was that again?
Was www.fastweb.com.
Oh, great. No, that sounds really good. It is possible then to narrow down the that. I love on your website, collegecashchampion.com, you tell us to pay for college we need not just cash, but four elements spelling out the word C-A-S-H. What are those four elements we need?
I am so glad you asked that. Well, let me explain. The CASH, or C-A-S-H, is a acronym that stands for, first, controlling your expenses. What good does it do to get college scholarship or anything else, and you spend more money than you actually bring in.
Yeah.
So a lot of college students have in addition to student loans, $4,000 to $5,000 of credit card debt, and a lot of their money that they take out for student loans actually goes to just party, to go have a good time.
Yeah.
And so really expensive. That's the first. That's C. A is amplify your income sources.
Yeah.
And what this means is you can't just not spend money to go to college, but you've also got to increase the amount of money you've got coming to you, whether it's through grants, scholarships, community resources, getting a job, or any other myriad of things that exist.
Yeah.
Just being able to amplify your income will also help you. Now, next, S. S, you need to set and achieve goals. And
yeah, that's so crucial that you have goals for just exactly what you seek to accomplish through your education rather than just sloshing along having a good time.
Absolutely. And so one of the goals that just by making the decision of saying, I'm going to finish college without debt, you
yeah.
will start to look for resources. And in addition, is when you set goals and you can measure them,
yeah.
what happens is your progress improves. You don't need to compare yourself to anybody else, just yourself, and go,
yeah.
here's what I want to do. And some of the things that I teach is I teach how to have a fun time, a good time, without having to spend money. You can
yeah.
do things like go play tennis or ultimate frisbee or go on a hike.
Yeah,
and equally as fun. Or even as what I teach is the bubblegum diamond thief, being able to save up and get something you really value that
yeah.
is important to you. And finally,
yeah.
H is basically have systems in place is what it means. It's having systems to help you along the process,
yeah.
Help you apply faster, more consistently, being able to do things in a systematic way will
yeah.
greatly enhance your ability to win
yeah.
scholarships and other resources.
Yeah, that applies to studying for exams and all the other, you know, you have several classes, being able to prioritize what's important in your social life and your academics. Your activities or sports, if you're into those, there's so many things to balance in college, and that H is so important there. But well, let's say congratulations, your offspring is a junior or a senior in college, only 1 or 2 years to a degree. Is it too late for him or her to find financial resources to help pay for the last 1 or 2 years of college? You know, you've been there a while. Is that too late then to seek scholarship money or... obviously, you can still look for a job, but are there other resources available for juniors
and
seniors?
You know what? I get this question quite a bit, and honestly, is absolutely not, because keep in mind that I didn't have resources. I had maybe a couple hundred dollars to my name when I started college, and so it was more that I. True that everything's gone away, otherwise I have to give back all the money I earned. But more realistically and more seriously is that no, there are resources, some of the best resources are actually available to juniors and seniors.
Oh, wow.
And so by all means, take the time to still continue to look for resources that are available to and applicable to you. And so you can still apply for college. Now, I want to put a note in there, is just even if, let's say you said pay for the remaining 1 or 2 years, let's say that someone took out a student loan their freshman year and used that money for the freshman and sophomore years.
Yeah.
Even as a junior or senior, if you can pay that money off before you graduate, you may not, depending upon the type of loan, have to pay interest.
Yeah, that would be great.
And
yeah.
so... not only can you find resources for the remaining 1 or 2 years, you can actually start paying back any debts you've incurred.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, tell us about your acclaimed book, Winning the Money Game in College. Any major and any GPA can finish college debt-free or better. First of all, how, pray tell, can our offspring finish college better than debt-free? You can actually
okay.
make money while you're in college. That's what
it can be done.
Wow.
And... let's back up a little bit, is that you've got to have every single one of those elements in place, the controlling expenses, amplifying income, setting and achieving goals, and having systems in place. You've
yeah.
got to have all four of those elements to do that. Any one of them will greatly help you, but when you combine them, that's where you're really able to help. Now, here's the secret sauce, if you will. is the reason why I got 11 scholarships and grants and two prestigious scholarships, here's the reason. I applied. I have got rejected hundreds of times.
Oh.
I know
yeah,
that sounds
like asking for a date. You have to. You can't let rejection get you down. You have to keep trying, I guess.
Well, not only that, Roy, but think about it this way. Is that when you start to do anything, whether it's riding a bicycle, learning to cook, or writing a paper, at first you get kind of, maybe you don't do so great at it. You make a good attempt, but your overall result isn't that great.
Yeah.
But as you keep doing it, you get better, you get faster, and you get more proficient at doing that. Now, the same thing happens when it comes to applying for financial aid, whether it's scholarships or other, is that at first you're kind of like, okay, you spend a lot of time and you wonder, is this worth it?
Yeah.
Well, as you keep doing it, it's the consistency that greatly helps. And so what happens is that as you keep doing this, you'll get better and better. You'll get faster. You'll become a better writer. You'll be able to do things better. And that's actually what kept me, is I learned a lot of the tricks of the trade because I got to do this. I learned how to systematize. I learned how to speed myself up and being able to apply. And I got it down from, say, 20 hours down to 2 or 3 hours, or even in some cases less.
Certainly, even 20 hours is well worth it if you save thousands of dollars in college loans.
Oh, absolutely. Let me put it into perspective is if you were to say, quote unquote, waste your time and spend 40 hours applying to different resources and you only got walked away with a measly $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, $1,000 divided by 40 hours, that's $25 an hour.
Yeah.
And first, you don't have to pay payroll taxes on it, so it's a real $1,000.
Yeah, real $1,000.
Second is that is $25 an hour. What job as a student can you honestly get without skills, without training, without a degree, can you get that pays $25 an hour?
Yeah, that's true.
And so, really,
be a consultant or something like that.
Yeah, there are some, but I'm talking generally across the board. So a position that would work. There's very few positions that would pay a student that much money right off the bat.
Well, I understand your book is presented as a fictional story, which is I love. You know, when you can read about somebody that and apply to a story, is always sticking the brain. But it also does. It also contain resources so that readers can personalize the info that they get from the story and apply it to their own situation.
Absolutely. Well, what I did with my book, Winning the Money Game in College, is this. Is like you mentioned, I wrote it as a story so that readers could see not only what to do, but how and why to do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of readers have told me that the story, they learn more from the story than from most other things because they got to see this actually implementation of the ideas. At the end of each chapter, I have sort of a checklist of do this and don't do or avoid this.
Oh, yeah. That's
so I have
where
two,
you personalize it and it hits home.
There are two checklists as a quick reference. That way, I understand people don't want to go hunting and searching through a story, but at the same time, the story will make this so much more enjoyable than rather than just reading a rote list of things, because if I just gave you a list of tasks to do it, you may or may not do them, but you wouldn't necessarily understand why it was important or how to do it. And that's where the story comes in.
I just read the preview on Amazon, and I really got into that story. Although I bet anyone's got kind of trouble finding Syracuse State University in Utah. But
yeah, I have to admit, I made up a fictional school. I did that on purpose so that I didn't favor any one particular school.
Yeah, no. Well, where's the best place to preview and buy your book? Where should we go to do that?
My book is available wherever books are sold, and it's also available at my website at collegecashchampion.com.
Yeah, I noticed you also offer a comprehensive coaching program on that website and some free resources. So that address is collegecashchampion.com, right?
Yep. And for anyone who's struggling or wanting to learn some resources, I can help you through every step of the way. Whether you haven't even applied to college and you need some help to get around application fees, all the way to learning to some other resources like scholarships or grants or community resources that exist. So
yeah.
I make that service available because I don't want people to have to go through what I had to go through.
No.
And I remember the panic. I remember how hard it was. And after spending hundreds of hours trying to figure things out, I finally found several things that would work not only for myself, but for anyone who is just willing to apply.
Yeah. Well, in conclusion, although two-year community college, trade schools, and online education are great for some, for millions of young people, including maybe your children and mine, they really benefit from a traditional four-year bachelor's degree education. And please don't let the posted sticker price deter your son or daughter from obtaining the education and relationship-building experience that they can obtain through college. Don't let lack of funds turn you away, and don't let your child rely on costly student loans or place undue strain on your own family budget, and please don't leave money on the table that could have been yours. I was really shocked when I that note that your wife, Jana, relates that something that still irks me is when I failed to apply for a scholarship that only required me to enter my name and check a checkbox. Too bad your wife hadn't had access to your book before you met her. And don't let that happen to your college son or daughter. I urge you to preview Stephen Roberts' book, Winning the Money Game in College. And thank you so much, Stephen, for sharing all this vital information.
Roy, it was a pleasure to be here, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity just to share some advice with you, and thanks for having me.
And best of success in getting your message out. And now let's all get our sons and daughters acclimated to all the opportunities out there to first select the right college and then find out how we can pay for it without running up that huge student debt. And thanks so much, Stephen, for being with us today.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.